All right. It is the rundown. It is March
12th.
You know what? I was trying to reverse to my birthday backwards.
When's your birthday again?
22nd. So it's a week from Thursday. There's too much math.
I thought you were going to go Tim Cobbett.
I wasn't here for his birthday. Shout out Tim Cobbett, March 8th. Brought to you by SeatGeek. It is $10 back on your first ticket offer. They are the official ticket sponsor of Barstool. We all get our tickets there. What are you staring at, stupid? Oh, okay. I like that. Good.
Why don't you sit right up here, then?
Attaboy, Tom.
Why don't you get over here? Why don't you get right
here? Weird spell. You could just see his eyes over there.
He was just like staring at us.
Yeah, why don't you sit right here so we can stare at you?
You could only see his eyes. We're just like creeping right over that chair.
When did he become Tommy Smokes?
Because he does he does all the smoke shows.
Okay, but like Astoundingly Stupid Tom is...
Alarmingly
stupid, yeah. Tom.
It's actually funny because I didn't believe it. Somebody said, on my Google browser, if I just start typing in alarmingly, it pulls them up, like instantly on Google. Like if you're at home and you type in alarmingly,
see, that's why you shouldn't
alarmingly
be Tommy.
Stupid Barstool comes up.
That's why you shouldn't be Tommy Smokes. You already got a blunt.
I was sad you weren't here Friday because I was doing some play-by-play, and it's not the same without you.
Thursday, Friday, I'll be here both
days.
Right, we'll do all the games.
That's a date. 4 o'clock on Barstool Radio. You and I
sounds good.
A,
I may even make boards.
Play by play. What?
Oh,
I'm make boards up maybe.
What do you mean boards?
Like it's like a broadcasting thing.
Okay.
You'll see.
All right. I'm excited.
Me too.
The dynamic duo. Use the promo code Rundown, and you will get $10 back instantly from SeatGeek. We love SeatGeek. Okay. We got our golf guy here, Tiger. Big. And
it's back.
I was watching.
Don't be mean.
He won.
I'll get to this in a second. I hate Tiger Woods. I'm starting to hate golf fans because they're the softest marshmallow people in the world. They get mad if you root against somebody. First of all, and everyone's, oh, this is your new thing, Dave. You just don't like popular. But I have hated Tiger Woods for.
Yeah, and people saying it's a troll. You're not trolling.
Not at
you
all.
You're trolling.
I'm trolling.
I hate Tiger Woods. And I hate LeBron. Those are two that are actually, I feel like I hate them for similar reasons. There is zero troll bog to it. I've been doing, I was getting so mad and fucking DevNest. I was spending like time trying to find blogs I wrote like decades ago. And there's a lot of them, but the internet fucking deleted it. The press conference he did after Thanksgiving. For those who don't know, I don't debate he's great, just like kind of LeBron at this point. And I love when he's in it. Unlike LeBron, I don't want LeBron in it. I love Tiger. Like
I feel like you like when LeBron's in it because you stay up for the press conferences.
I would much rather.
Yeah, you'd rather have your team, but you love when LeBron's in it.
You've said you love when like LeBron gets to the end and gets his heart crushed.
Yeah,
you like when Tiger.
And you love staying up late for the press conferences.
I'd rather him lose in the Eastern Conference Finals than the NBA Finals. And I'd obviously rather the Celtics. Golf, no doubt. Like, I'm not watching that tournament yesterday without Tiger, and I was ratcheted to it because I don't think that's the correct word of ratcheted.
You were into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's more fun when he's involved, but I love rooting against them, and I am not buying when you're Tiger Woods if you come in second at some sort of moral victory. I refuse to
believe that. No, he's back. That's back.
Well, I mean, what does that mean?
That's the point.
Here's what you clowns have to understand.
I'm not a clown. This every I hate
time.
Him.
You do this every single time where we get excited about some positivity and Tiger's trajectory back to the top of the game, and you sit there and go, whoa, he's not. There's definitely not back.
Riggs.
Of course he's back.
Riggs.
It's part of a process. Dave, I used this analogy
before.
See, that's
what I'm trolling.
Riggs.
I used this analogy before with, like, Tom Brady. When he tears his ACL and then comes back the next season in the first two or three games, he looks good out there. And he's throwing good touchdown passes. You can't be like, whoa, he's not back unless you win the Super Bowl. It's like, no, dude, he's healthy. He's back. I'm excited about
Riggs.
That.
I've seen you sit here during your course at Barstool, like, I feel at least like 10 times, being like, oh, he's back. You're watching every, so you just do it over
this
and over.
Different.
Different. It's always different.
It's always different.
Like, anybody
I don't want to do the future again,
but Schmoe can come in second. So it's just like, what if he doesn't make the cut at the Masters?
Then he'll make the cut the next week, and he'll
he's still back.
No, here's what
different.
You don't understand.
So he's
in
golf.
You're not a Tiger guy.
Jack
you
Nicklaus,
understand
like,
me
the greatest, Jack Nicklaus, like the greatest of all time, won at less than a 10% clip on tour. So in golf, he's not going to win every fucking week. So when he starts to get back towards the top, he finishes second, one stroke back. He looks
he's
healthy
back.
The whole time. He's improving on his game because he's healthy.
Suck
it's an
it,
awesome
babe.
Sign. The Masters is coming up. Dan's trolling. It's really fucking annoying right now. It's very frustrating to me. But he's back, and
Tiger dick.
You know
he's
that
back.
That's a true, legitimate take to be excited about the guy being healthy going forward.
I just said a minute, and I think in golf, people come in until he consistently is top 10 finishes. then
he is now
number two. What two more do you want? Okay. No, what more do you want?
He's progressing. 5 months ago, he couldn't even walk.
Phil Mickelson won a tournament last week.
2 weeks ago, he finishes 12th Honda.
Phil should be in jail, though.
This past week, he finishes...
Insider trading.
Oh.
Tied for
is this your just golf troll now?
No, I love just Tiger Woods. I hate Tiger fanboys.
Ignore Big Cat.
So that's where I'm at.
We had to mute him on Twitter yesterday because he's being so fucking annoying.
I've been a Tiger fan since day one. Never jumped off the board.
Phil Mickelson winning a far apples and oranges bigger story than Tiger coming in second. Yet Tiger coming in second seems like the bigger deal.
How no, because it's not though, because Tiger's such a bigger name than Phil in the history.
And you don't understand, like,
iconic, how iconic he
Tiger
is.
Not second is basically a Phil winning at 47.
Yeah. Dude, the ratings were up 612%.
Yes,
that's number. The fact that's even a real number is great. It might not be.
Second's basically first, Dave. You don't understand that.
Don't listen to him. That's inadmissible evidence. You can't consider that a real comment.
And again,
I fucking love Tiger. I love it. You get, dude.
I'm in a great spot right now. He's coming back. He's positive. We got John Feinberg's on our side.
I mean, Frankie was complaining about your trolling just like casually.
He's
like, I'm sick of Big Cat's like trolling.
People are mad at
you. They get so upset because that's my problem with Tiger. They get upset about it right
now. They're mad at me, and I'm being honest. I hate the guy.
I'm different than you, Dave. I actually like Tiger, and I root for Tiger. But the fucking he's back after he swings a club and doesn't break his back. I've heard he's back a billion times. Tiger's never coming back. He might win a couple Honda Classics and shit. He's never coming back to what he was.
Tiger will win another major.
Tiger Woods, as we knew him,
a year ago.
Tiger Woods was
said it 100 times.
Tiger Woods is one of the greatest athletes of all time. That Tiger Woods is never ever coming back.
He's 42. He's not going to be what he was when he's 23, but he's going to get to a point where he's at the top of the game. And when
as a human?
Well, I think he's a classic case of a guy since he was like 13 has been this crazy, iconic kid that never grew up in the normal life. And he's a fucking weirdo. Of course he's a weirdo.
He's a jerk, though.
I don't think he's a jerk.
Oh, I think that's why. You think I'm a jerk?
Yeah, you're a jerk.
That's
jerk.
Like my move. Like, oh, you're a jerk. He's a jerk. He's a jerk.
Yeah, I just hit you with your own move.
Yeah, but I don't. He's just such a fraudulent. I can't root for frauds. He's a fraud.
He's not fraudulent. The only thing in the world that he cares about is winning golf tournaments, and that's.
Yeah, but he's smug and
I can't
just
wait till he wins
arrogant.
The Masters right in your fucking face.
Me neither.
I hope he comes in.
He got me a little bit with that one. But
I hope he comes
in. I actually do want him to win.
I do. Because you said so many times on here, you've been
he's
like,
not
fucking
back.
Tiger's definitely
because
not back. He's never going to win
because
again.
My
you don't
thing,
get to be
no,
that guy
been,
and then also
no,
celebrate.
Hey,
that's a fair point.
No, no.
You can't have it both sides.
You get to celebrate
now. I do not think he's ever going to win anything again, and that's why I refuse to buy into the he's back.
But you put yourself in a very convenient position where if he wins, it's like, oh, I'm a Tiger fan.
Positioning yourself.
But then, if he loses, then
you're
troll
at the top
Dan
of the list.
Yeah.
You're literally at the top of our list.
Yeah, what? Yeah, I know that's fine. Right. That's
our list of people to ruthlessly mock when he wins.
Yeah, I love
the two of you are right at the top.
I shouldn't be. I just don't like the guy. That's Taylor Hall. I used to.
I remember those.
I ran Taylor Hall off Twitter.
Yeah, he did.
Because every time Tiger.
Did you wear red yesterday? I wore red.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We had a bunch of guys too that said they're. Keeps getting me with the troll thing. I don't want you to be happy if he wins. I want you to be sad.
Oh, dude, we're throwing a party.
No, I need you to be
the
sad.
Ironic,
we're throwing a party.
The ironic thing, Riggs, is you agree with me that golf people on Twitter are just so soft.
Hardcore golf people are the worst people on social media.
Their thing is like he's great. I've never said he's not great.
The weird part is they almost don't want like casual fans tuning in. They like get upset about like, oh, well, if you had been watching, you would have known this. Like, guys. Golf is not a major sport. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's a fun thing to watch in the big tournaments and when Tiger's relevant.
It's a lot of fun. It's a great Sunday activity.
Great
just
Sunday activity.
Casually throwing tweets. People want my head. They're like, oh, they hate you. Stick to eating pizza. You're
like,
Skip Bayless.
It's crazy.
I don't like
Tiger Woods.
But it's these fringe, like UFC is the same way. If you say something about UFC, people just fucking, wouldn't you want us watching it? Wouldn't you want the casual fan watching it?
Yes. And
like,
that's what's
good for the sport.
That's like
good for the game.
Literally Jason Day's quote was legitimately that he was like, we actually need people like Barstool Sports to bring in casual fans.
I just don't get it. I say this quote every time with golf. This is going long. I like Karras just still boozing, got into the Bud Light Busters.
That's nice.
If you root for everybody, you root for nobody. I believe that.
Yeah, but we root for Tiger.
Right. and everybody else. NCAA selection show yesterday.
He's going to break his back.
Let's do, before we do this, let's do.
See, you can't do that and be rooting for Tiger.
I am on your side. This is immoral.
I am trolling. Yes, I am trolling.
But you're also, you're in a win-win.
I actually don't really, like, I honestly just like watching when Tiger's involved. Like, I'm not actually rooting for him, but I
think it's more interesting. Would you rather troll or him win?
I'd like for him to lose in, like, a epic fashion.
So then we root for the same thing.
Yeah, so gun to head, I'd like
so you're not a
Tiger. I'd like Tiger to get to the press.
We just cleared that up pretty quick.
I'm a Tiger. I'm a golf is way more interesting with Tiger.
So am I.
Yeah. I'd like to get him to the precipice and so that we can get all the way back, and we're, like, back. And then it just falls.
So you are basically rooting for exactly what I'm.
But I don't hate
for.
Him. You hate him.
You
despise.
Well,
him.
Like, you hate malicious. Fans. You want him to come all the way back and then have a crying.
Yeah,
defeat.
Actually, that's his fans have ruined him for me. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so his fans. But if we might be at the same place, but we got there in a very different path.
Correct.
He's a fraud. Right. I'm just sick of hearing fans say that.
But we're rooting for the same thing.
Right. So good. You guys are on the same team, and me and the Tiger fans are on a different team.
You know what? You're the person. The people think I am.
Yeah, I know.
People get mad at me.
Yeah, they're mad at you trolling.
Yeah,
that is true.
Like, my head's genuine.
But I'm hand up trolling. Like, everyone knows.
But people are accusing me of doing what you're
doing. Frankie Borelli's getting upset. Like, the fact that Frankie Borelli was crying yesterday makes me so happy. Because, like, he's falling for, like, the dumbest thing in the world.
But people are accusing me of what you're actually doing.
Correct. We're like Spider-Man right now. Can't wait for him to be back.
BetDSI, this is the by far the best time to sign up for this. March Madness is back, and with it, NCAA Bracketology is game on. Join the action by entering the BetDSI $1 Million Bracket Challenge. Free bracket entry plus $25, the NCAA tournament bet, just for registering, plus a 200% member bonus and more bracket contest entries. Use the code RUNMADNESS at BetDSI.com. Win $1 million. Get free bets. Now is the time to join.
I know that went long, but I just want it on the record. Over under 1.5 Tiger Woods majors. Rest of his career.
Over. Definitely over.
There you go. Over.
He's not going to win one, half. It should be half.
I have a bet. I made a bet with a buddy of mine like 5 years ago that he won't win more than a half.
No chance of going two. That's crazy.
You're crazy.
NCAA selection show yesterday. People were freaking out. It was a disaster. Now, a lot of people weren't mentioning this. The reason they changed was because the brackets got leaked last year in like a second. Mm-hmm. Like the show started, so they tried to do it differently.
No. That's not why.
Why not?
So it was 2 years ago the brackets got
leaked. I thought it was last year.
I think it was 2 years ago.
Pretty sure it was last year.
It was 2 years ago.
What?
It was 2 years ago.
Oh.
But the reason why they changed
that,
it.
I've been saying that all day.
This was the first time it was on TBS instead of CBS.
I knew that.
So they were trying to get, because it's obviously more people have CBS in their homes than they do TBS, so they were trying to get the ratings up. So that's why they delayed the actual bracket coming out till the end of the show. And they did it this format. They're trying to capture more viewers.
This show sucked.
Sucked.
And not only did the format suck, it was a barstool joint. I mean, the sound was off. The lights went off. Everything that could go wrong went wrong.
What have you. Whereas you have Arizona State and Oklahoma, teams that were under 500 in their own conference making the field.
Total disaster.
Live audience for no reason.
No reason. And
that's your specialty.
The live audience for no reason? Yeah. You mean the Comedy Central?
No, the tailgate. You just like live audience.
Live audiences bring the heat.
Yeah, gets it going.
Get you excited.
Yeah. But there was no reason for that to be there.
The pizza segment with Ernie Johnson was the most awkwardly bad segment
How
I've ever
How are you not
seen.
Invited to that?
And happy to announce it is Pizza Hut time. Now that the madness is here, you can order your pizza at pizzahut.com. And we want to thank the folks at Pizza Hut. They've been serving our crew, and they've brought some pies out here. Are you going to share any of that action with me right here?
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you so much. This is awesome. Log on to pizzahut.com and order away. That's good pizza, isn't it, folks?
Yes, sir.
Well, a little more enthusiasm. It's good pizza.
I trashed Pizza Hut the other day after, so
that's a good reason why.
Maybe
not.
A reason.
Yeah.
Not that I think.
But they could have, like.
I probably wouldn't be invited to that anyway. If Pizza Hut was smart, they would have maybe earlier.
Yeah, they could have saved it, being like, all right, now we're getting Dave to come in.
Would have been a good
a
gimmick. Just put me in the crowd. Just right. Like, yeah. The agency's
they don't
smart.
Use their brain.
Also, I watched this as preparing the show. Hubs, who is a Syracuse guy, this is how stupid they are. He put the Syracuse reaction of them getting in the tournament. It was maybe the most authentic, best reaction I've actually seen of a team because they didn't think they were getting in, and they went, but they acted like they won the title.
And so are the Syracuse.
allow that reaction. Instead, you put the automatic qualifiers, which to this day is the dumbest thing ever to show an automatic qualifier's reaction when their name is called.
And, like, because they did it alphabetically, we got to the end and I was like, wait, did Notre Dame get in or not? Because I just kind of missed it.
Yeah, right.
It was so stupid how they did that.
I also love teams, like, when they put the 16, it's like, oh, you drew Villanova. And they go ham.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, the worst.
Right. Dan Hurley reaction, that was the best reaction of the day. Dan Hurley when ASU got in.
Oh, no.
Because the way it worked out was when Rhode Island lost to Davidson, it was like
the brother, right? The brother knocked out the brother.
Bid.
Yeah,
and he like was like crying and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Any thoughts? Early bracket thoughts here. I my sleeper going in. They haven't been playing well as Rhode Island. Haven't been hitting shots. I still think if they get hot, they could be a Final Four team. I know that sounds like insane, but they have such good guard. They just haven't been hitting shots. And Michigan obviously is a legitimate Final Four team.
Shout out to Mizzou, who I picked in the Bud Light Busters.
Mike Porter Jr. back.
Parents met there, so big. Yep. Oh yeah, Mizzou's going to be hot. They're my team outside of UCLA / St. Bonaventure.
I like Gonzaga. I think Xavier's the worst one. I thought Notre Dame got screwed. I don't know why.
Why?
Because I.
Like, I hate because Colson's healthy.
Well, they also were like, I mean, they were a top 40 KenPom team, and I think at the end of the day, if you have like resumes and they're all kind of similar, it should just be which team has the best chance of making a run, and I think that they have the best chance of making a run.
Nobody talked about them, but I don't. And just Nebraska getting no respect.
Oh,
I don't understand.
Well, the one they didn't really talk about was USC got fucked.
Yeah.
USC finished second in the Pac-12. Went to the championship game.
Dick Vitale not happy about that one.
Arizona State finished ninth.
Yeah.
Like, how do you have that? How do you have a team finish second in a conference and then put in the ninth team? I really do think there's something to be said about the Louisville, USC,
the
Oklahoma State investigation.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because at the end of the day, if you're picking between two teams, wouldn't the selection committee be like, hey, let's not make the FBI investigation a storyline here?
Moving along, your boy Dan Revell went for his hot sauce. This is kind of a weird video. Like, Revell more acted than tried, it appeared.
Yeah.
I don't know. Revell's just becoming a caricature of himself.
Here we go. Oh, this is going to be easy. Take it, Darren. Get it. Get. Whoa. Hey. Ooh! Got him! Darren, that's it. That's it. Hawks fans, give it up for Darren Revell from ESPN. What do you want to say, man?
I'll be back next year.
Oh, okay. Still undefeated. Hawks fans, give it up for Hot Sauce!
Yeah, this felt weird. Like, when I played him, he was trying.
He also was, like, very upset.
Yeah, what do you mean? Yeah, when... Oh, yeah, his dad, like, yelled at everyone.
Yeah.
Off camera. He was like, you guys embarrassed my son.
When you guys
all-time awkward moment.
Yeah, beat him 11-0.
Mm-hmm. No, I know that, but I didn't know that his dad was, like, yelling at you guys.
Upset. Yeah.
You guys embarrassed my son.
Really. Yeah, he was...
He's 37, dude.
That had to be
fake. What are you talking about?
That was 100% fake. He was, like, flapping his arms like this and stuff. Yeah. I've never seen that.
Yeah, and when Hot Sauce is serious, he throws the ball off your face.
Right. It's like, just the whole thing.
Imagine if he did that to Revell.
I think Revell...
He would have knocked him over and killed him.
Revell, like, fell in love with the looking like a nerd thing and took it a little too far.
Yeah.
One too far.
You have to... The only way the nerd thing works is when you're really being the nerd. When you play the nerd, that's... You know what it is? It's Nate. When Nate tries to act, he puts out some of the worst footage of all time. When Nate Dogg's just being Nate Dogg, he's an electric factor. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Attaboy, Nate.
Attaboy, Nate.
Sucks.
Greek soccer owner storms the field loaded with a gun. Again, he's mad because he thought they disallowed a goal that should have counted. The official police report I thought was interesting. He was actually arrested for storming the field, not for waving a gun and telling the ref he was going to kill him. Dan, you're a soccer owner.
I am. You can't have this. I would never bring a gun to my team's games. I'm going to say that right now. But I think that they should show this to, like, Joe West and be like, hey, Joe,
next time, you know, a fan is mean to you at a baseball game, just remember you could be a Greek soccer ref getting accosted with a gun.
What did those umpires do? Didn't they have like an umpire awareness day or something?
They wore armbands. Yeah, it was like Black Lives Matter, but for umpires.
Yeah, and they did it actually right in the middle of all those like protests. Like we have
one. Joe West was like, hey, people sometimes make fun of my fat neck.
Rick?
This is just another example that foreign soccer is life or death. I mean, like Colombian soccer, on goal, people die.
Yeah, no, like, I mean, a ref got killed in the 30 for 30. Pablo Escobar just murdered somebody.
Yeah, and then they'll show, like, you'll get once a year, there's a clip from, like, some third, like, tier Italian professional soccer league of, like, the stands burned down and, like, half the people die.
And they have, like, 4th of July fireworks. There's, like, things just shooting into
the correct. But, like, the style that's on the boat where it, like, burns down, like, once every 10 years that they try to do it, it's that. It's just chaos.
And I don't think
they have, like, cages. It looks like Roadhouse, you know, when they're playing behind the cave, like that's where the like fans live.
Yeah, but they have like trash barrels that are on fire and stuff in the middle of the. That's just like what they do.
Yeah, throw flares at the goalies. I don't think this ref is out of trouble. By the way.
I
think that all those guys who were telling the owner to cool down, they're like, "Don't worry, we got this later."
Yeah,
like don't shoot him in front of everyone. Yeah, just shoot him when he's laying in
bed. And he was doing the classic. He had like his shirt up so you could just see the gun. He's like, "I didn't brandish it, but I let people know
I have it. It's here."
Kevin Durant got a fan kicked out of an NBA game, a Justin Thomas move. So soft. Front row fan.
I don't know if he got him kicked out.
You don't think
he did? I watched that clip. I think that was fake news that was being spread.
So he just got randomly kicked out?
I think the guy was chirping Kevin Durant, and the ref was standing right there and heard it, and the ref kicked him out.
And they're forcing the pass over the top. So if they will continue to commit to that, the Blazers' wings... They have to know. They might have to win this game for the Blazers. Knocking down shots.
Moharka's getting the start tonight after a three-game absence because of the knee. He's hit a couple of threes. Aminu with a bucket tonight. And I'm not sure what's going on over there, Lamar. We have an unruly fan, possibly. We got a big, big usher coming over there. I'll tell you that to handle business.
Oh, that's Sean. And when Sean walks into the scene, he means business.
I just don't, I think Kevin Durant is definitely soft and like, and listens to, you know, like he's got the burner account and all that stuff. But I watched it back, and I was like, I feel like this wasn't actually Kevin Durant saying kick this guy out.
So I thought someone said he, like, whispered to
the
ref.
Yeah, that was YP. I think he was
just made that up.
Fake news, yeah.
We have no idea what was actually said.
No.
No.
A front row ticket is not a cheap. And I was looking at the reaction of the people around him, and they seemed kind of surprised. The whole thing seemed weird. Like, to be a front row season ticket holder and get booted. Like, you know who. Like, when I've sat there, not a lot, but. People know who's in that section.
Yeah.
They're like, go every game.
Cool. Yeah, I was going to say, too, when you go, don't you just stand up, like, right in LeBron's ear and yell at his ear and nobody says anything to you?
No, not really. I mean, he fell into my lap that one time. I was yelling, but it was quick.
I feel like it takes a lot to get booted.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded like this guy had been going all game.
But, I mean, that's like NBA. That's like, who was that guy from the Bullets?
Yeah, I mean, Spike Lee made a fucking living off this.
I know. He never got kicked out.
But I will say, had the ref stepping in, if that's actually true, that's what would have saved JT as well. He should have had either a caddy or an official or something.
Well, no one would know. He got caught on camera. Right. So. Katy Perry killed a nun, ? So the story is a covenant. Is that what they call this thing?
A covenant? A covenant?
Covenant? Covenant?
Covenant?
Where do the nuns live?
A covenant.
Where do nuns live?
Tommy?
Convent. Convent, thank you.
Covenant's like from
You got to be quick on those. Yeah, I think it's double.
Well, if you're staring at us. A convent, they want to sell it. Katy Perry says, yo, I'll buy that. The nuns are like, maybe interested. And then they look Katy Perry up. They see her videos. They're like, oh, no, no, no. We're not selling the convent to you, Katy Perry. They go to court to try to block it. This little nun walks into court, says, we can't sell to Katy Perry. She's too immoral, too dirty, and then just dies.
Katy Perry said she was going to close it. It was going to be her home.
That's Sister Catherine Rose explaining why she wanted to block the sale of her former convent to pop star Katy Perry. Rose collapsed and died in court today during a hearing involving the ongoing battle to prevent Perry from taking over the property.
kind of a, I mean, look, Katy Perry's been on the downward spiral.
That's how it happens.
That's exactly how it happened.
It is.
That's exactly how it happened.
When you explained this to me before, I was like, wait, what? You're like, no, that's what happened. So, look, she's been on the down. She's been on the downward spiral. Who's it? Taylor Swift was, like, dragging her around for a couple years and all that. Now she's having a nun killed that, like, wouldn't let her take a video. That's kind of like...
No, the nun
like
died. Back. The nun basically protest died. It's the best move you could ever make. She was essentially like, I don't
She
want...
wasn't, like, giving a poison pill.
No, yeah, she was I'm going to die in her face so she won't buy this thing.
Right.
I don't know about that. I think that's more like...
You think she was
killed? Well, no. I think that's more like she went against Katy Perry and she died. It's like,
No. This nun was just like, listen, I don't want her to buy this so bad, I'm just going to die.
It's a power move.
Yeah, it's a total power move.
And that's what nuns do, they're selfless.
And if you buy this place now, that nun's ghost is just going to be chilling there the whole time.
Whoever buys this place now, you get a nun. But if she likes you, if you're a clean person, it's a healthy nun.
Right. You guys are giving nuns a lot of credit. I you know, saying they can just become scary ghosts and stuff. I don't...
You can't. If you're Katy Perry, you cannot buy this after a nun just died. Right. So the nun did, on her on her deathbed... She accomplished the one thing she wanted.
I would respect the hell out of Katy Perry. She still bought it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm very noodly. The Vegas and the time change fucked me all up. OJ. OJ documentary came out. I guess this was an old interview. He had the book. And he basically, but it is the interview of him hypothetically saying if he was to kill Nicole Simpson and Ronald Goldman, how he'd do it.
Well, first of all, this is very difficult for me to do this. It was very difficult for me because it's hypothetical. I know and I accept the fact that people are going to feel whatever way they're going to feel. You know, they're going to, you know, some whatever, whatever they want to feel. In the book, the hypothetical is... Charlie came by and mentioned something about what was going on at her house. This guy, Charlie, shows up, the guy who I had recently become friends with, and I don't know why you'd been by Nicole's house, but it told me you wouldn't believe what's going on over there. And I remember thinking, well, whatever's going on over there has got to stop.
You watch it?
I did. He, the weirdest part was this, like, accomplice thing he keeps talking about. Charlie, which, like, he's going on and kind of, like, laughing and giggling about Charlie, and everyone's like... Who the fuck is Charlie? What does that even mean? But I mean, OJ's I guess everybody knew he's a murderer and kind of but he is like cuckoo. I mean, his brain is not even close.
I think when you murder people, double murder, there's always, you got to go with that assumption. Mm-hmm. Well, he killed two people, like Aaron Hernandez. He's probably not normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but some people, like, I feel like he came off as like kind of an aware, like, genius in terms of, you know, how the fact he's able to market himself forever and he's actually like a with it person. This was like, he's not even, his brain wasn't even close.
Ronald Goldman should be allowed to murder him.
Do you mean the father?
Yeah, the father, Ronald Goldman's father.
Yeah.
Should just...
Correct.
I agree with that.
Murder.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody disagrees with that.
Did anything on this?
I didn't see it, but I mean, this isn't like... I feel like OJ just... so it's an old tape that came out?
It's from like 10, 15...
I feel like OJ probably released this himself. Because OJ's got a way of just always kind of like popping back up and trending. So he's like, yeah, let's release that tape.
He's just and even like if he shows up at the game, he trends.
Without ever saying it, he can just always be like, ooh, I'll give you an interview and say, what if I did it?
Yeah. OJ to OBJ. Very similar initials. I planned that. So OBJ.
You planned that?
Yeah. In the news because he has this video with a chick who it looks like he's talking about fucking somebody. And then got a blunt and coke, allegedly, but definitely coke. Big story. OBJ is totally a coke guy, though.
I don't even think it's a big story.
I don't either, but it is a big story, but I don't think it is.
Is it, though? I feel like I only saw it quickly, and it like was on a Friday night news.
I think it's a pretty big fucking story. Cover New York Daily News.
Okay, it's fine. Kevin was on that.
Who?
Wasn't Kevin on that? It's not that big of a story.
I don't think he got covered.
You don't think what?
Kevin didn't get cover.
Oh, yeah, he probably didn't.
OBJ got cover.
Yeah, I mean, but is anyone surprised?
No.
Like, no. Oh my God. Surprising. Rich athletes, rich young athletes do drugs.
But it's a big story. Like, yeah. This is going to be like, do the Giants keep him? All that stuff because doing. No, it's the least surprising thing in the world.
Yeah.
He had a gross looking pizza. That was the most stunning. It's like, I don't know where that pizza came from. No one's eaten it. Like, it was very disgusting looking.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, yeah, it's a story in everybody else's world. I feel like to us, that's like, when I saw it, I'm like, okay. You know,
I mean,
it's a mock outrage story.
Yeah, right. Right. Exactly. It's a mock outrage story, and if there's ever an organization where, like, they can deal with a superstar doing cocaine, I think it'd probably be the Giants.
I did hear Willie Colon, they were talking to him and Francis talking about today, and it was a take that was so weird. He's like, he wants to play in L.A., he may. But they were making it seem like New York is not like a circus environment. Like, he wants to be a big star. You go to L.A. New York is probably
it's decent. Actually a bigger city too.
Yeah. Pretty. Yeah.
There, that's the Harvard.
You're welcome.
Anything post show? I followed a little bit. What Tex was trapped in a fucking.
Yeah. What happened with Tex?
He was trapped in like a garage.
Tried to go into a baseball field. Yeah, he wanted to check it out.
I gotta imagine that's like the easiest thing to do, to sneak into a minor league baseball field.
He got himself locked into a parking garage.
Yeah.
Fuck me, dude.
Because he didn't know they closed it automatically. So how did he get, he says he jumped like 10 stories, I think, to get out.
It's a very weird move because it's like, Tex, what are you doing there?
Well, also,
like, I just want to check it out.
Like, sneak in, can't you just walk in, probably?
I don't think minor league baseball fields are generally guarded like Fort Knox.
I think you could just enter.
I mean, you can walk into, like, Michigan Big House, like, anytime you want, just, like, walk in.
Yeah, I think you could have just walked in. I don't know why you had to sneak around.
Strange. But Tex is strange.
Did you see that helicopter that went down?
Yeah, that was crazy.
You've taken a helicopter.
I know. Trust me, I thought about that.
I did too.
So for those who don't know, a helicopter crashed last night. Was it the East River, they call it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Four people died.
Five.
The pilot got out.
Yeah, how did the pilot get out?
Well, they said the people died. They couldn't undo their...
They didn't know the knife. There's like a knife that you're supposed to have access to cut yourself out. And they couldn't do it.
What about unstrapping it before you land? Offense to them.
Yeah. No offense. I just think when it's going down, it's crashing. It's
so
like
fast.
That's crazy. I didn't realize that's how they died.
Yeah, it was awful. Yeah,
they drowned because the video of the landing. I mean, it's rough.
It's like not slow, like right.
It's not like violent. So very. Yeah. No, I thought about that. I do take helicopters quite a bit.
Careful. Brag.
It would be a real shame.
Yeah, it would be a real shame.
I just said that.
Yeah, it would be a real shame.
Yeah.
Be a real fucking shame.
Would be a real shame.
I mean. It's a real shame.
Be a real shame.
Yeah, it would be a real, real shame.
I agree.
Yeah. If I died drowning to death in a helicopter in the East River, it would be a real shame.
Real shame.
Real shame.
Circle that one under real shame.
Yeah, be a real fucking shame.
Who do you think would get your office?
Well, let's not talk about it because it'd just be a shame.
It's a shame to talk about it.
I won't want anyone.
It would be an extra shame if Frankie Borelli was in there too. Does he take those with you?
No.
Okay.
No one's ever taken those with me.
Real shame.
Yeah, it'd be a real shame.
What?
I'm just laughing because I'm thinking of just funny other stuff.
This is your guy, right?
Who?
Him?
Yeah, Liam?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
He was laughing too.
Oh, well, because it's a shame.
Yeah, it would be a real fucking shame.
Yeah, it's, I mean, how could you not say it would be a shame?
If I died in a helicopter crash. Real shame. Real shame.
Briggs, you agree? Shame?
Be a real shame.
I'd say this.
Be a real shame.
I hope that I died before. That's the way they went. It's horrible.
Horrible. No, I didn't realize, that they dropped, but. Real shame if you were in a helicopter.
Yep. Shame.